Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thereafter, he passed through through worthy provinces like Surat, Sobira, and Matsya, and through western India, known as Kuru Jangala. At last, he reached the bank of the Yamuna, where he happened to meet Uddhava, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. Purport. The tract of land comprising about 100 square miles from modern Delhi to the Mathura district in Uttar Pradesh, including a portion of the Gurgaon district in Punjab, East India, is considered to be the topmost place of pilgrimage in all of India. This land is sacred because Lord Krishna traveled through it many times. From the very beginning of his appearance, he was at Mathura in the house of his maternal uncle, Kamsa, and he was reared by his foster father, Maharaj Nanda, at Vrindavan. There are still many devotees of the Lord lingering there in ecstasy in search of Krishna and his childhood associates, the gopis. It is now that such devotees meet Krishna face to face in that tract of land, but a devotee is eagerly searching after Krishna is as good as is seeing him personally. How this is so cannot be explained, but it is factually revealed by those who are pure devotees of the Lord. Philosophically, one can understand that Lord Krishna and his remembrance are on the absolute plane, and that the very idea of searching for him at Vrindavan in pure God consciousness gives more pleasure to the devotee than seeing him face to face. Such devotees of the Lord see him face to face at every moment, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5:38. Preman jana chacharitam bhakti bilo chanena santa sadai barida yesu bilo kanyanti yam syama sundaram achinta guna swarupam govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. Those who are in ecstasy of love with the Supreme Personality of God, the Lord Shyamasundar Krishna, see him always in their hearts, due to love and devotional service rendered to the Lord. Both Vidura and Uddhava were such elevated devotees, and therefore they both came to the bank of the Yamuna and met each other. So this is a very wonderful in a narration from the Bhagavatam. So, as mentioned, it's Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swarup, Sri Bhagavatam, Tati Vidasa Shahote Parama Mahatua. That's the Srimad Bhagavatam contain the topmost description of Lord Sri Krishna, whereby Krishna's Swarup can be understood. Krishna Swadamopagate Dama Dama Divi Saha Kalu Nasta Drisham is Purana Dinodita. That after Lord Krishna left this planet 5,000 years ago, he took everything with him, his abode, his associates, everything he took with him, which means what was prakata became aprakat. Prakata means what is manifested, and aprakat means what is not manifested, which means For we who are materialists, we cannot see. But for the pure devotees, they always see. So prakat and aprakata is there. So Krishna make everything become aprakat after he left the planet 5,000 years ago when he was going. And then, Krishna again manifested himself in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is called the literary incarnation of Lord Krishna. It's the Krishna, which means Bhagavatam is actually none different from Lord Krishna. Actually, in the next few days, I think on the 29th is the Bhadra Purnima, where it's mentioned that anyone who installed Bhagavatam on the golden throne or give to someone, so the person will attain the ultimate goal of life, which means liberation from this material world. Because Bhagavatam is Krishna. It's none different from Krishna. Bhagavatam is the description of the personality of Godhead. So which means, if you have the Bhagavatam with you, your life is successful. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, that if every book in this world, every literature in this world is destroyed, is burnt to ashes, and only Bhagavatam remains, he said nothing is lost. You can go to, you have many, many libraries out there. In America, we have the Library of Congress. We have every single imaginable books is there. I don't know what kind of library they have. They have here in the UK. But all those books, so many unlimited numbers of literatures, if they are burnt to ashes by some means, and only Bhagavatam remains, nothing is lost. Everything is there. So Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very dear to devotees. Gadara Pandit, who is the Mahaprabhu's associate, Srimad Gadara Pandit, every day he will read Bhagavatam every day. And he will read Bhagavatam in such a way that as he was reading Bhagavatam, so much tears would be coming from his eyes. A lot of tears would be coming from his eye that the whole book is completely, you know, ink. It's totally, you cannot even see. Just by looking back, so much eyes will be coming from his, tear will be coming from his eye. So his whole Bhagavatam is totally covered with water coming from his eyes. Because holding Bhagavatam is not holding a book, it's holding Krishna himself. So when you're holding Krishna, it's such a tremendous amount of feelings. Yeah, but so much bhav, feelings is there. So therefore, devotee, they become absorbed in the reading of Bhagavatam. So in this particular verse, Vidura, he has been traveling in many, many places of pilgrimage. He was traveling to many places of pilgrimage. Of course, he embarked on this journey because he was insulted by his nephew, Duryodhan, when Vidura was advising Dhritarashtra that that Dhritarashtra should return the kingdom to the sons of his brother, to Yudhishthira Maharaj, because he is the rightful owner of the kingdom. He was advising him that, look, even though you've done so much bad to this, to the Pandavas, but it's for your own good to return the kingdom back to them. So Vidura was advising Dhritarashtra. But as Vidura was advising Dhritarashtra, so all of a sudden, Duryodhana came in, all of a sudden. Duryodhana came. He was so angry like anything. He said, what is this son of a kept mistress? He used such the most disgusting language. The son of a kept mistress. Who want to hear from him? Throw him out. Throw him out of the palace. So, and of course, the Vidura, he did not protest. Actually, Vidura was not an ordinary person. Vidura was actually Yamaraj himself. Not that, he was the son of Vyasadeva. He was brought to disobey Vyasadeva, just as Dhritarashtra and Pandu. They were all sons of Vyasadeva. But the history is there that Vidura was born from a maidservant. So therefore, he was said not to have the same status as Dhritarashtra or Pandu. But nonetheless, Vidura was always advising Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra evaluated the advice of Vidura. But at the same time, whenever Vidura told him that your son, Duryodhana, is not a fit person. He's a very crude person. So you should get rid of him. Then of course, everybody has got affection for their children. Nobody's going to tell you to get rid of your children. How are you going to tell me to get rid of my son? No matter how, how bad, everybody have affection for their son. So therefore, Dhritarashtra, he had a lot of affection for his son. So of course we can blame him. Yeah, so therefore, how can he cast away his own son? So in this one, Dhritarashtra would never accept this advice of Vidura. Even though he knew very well that what his son was doing to the sons of Pandu, it's not good. What they are doing is not good. But because of affection which he has for his children, so he could not do anything. He could not do anything to restrain whatever Duryodhana and his crew was doing. And also, he has some kind of a grudge also. Because he was the first son. He was elder to Pandu. So being his first son, so it means he's supposed to be the legitimate emperor. But because he was blind, so therefore he could not rule, because he was blind. So therefore his brother was put in place as the king. But unfortunately, Pandu, he could not stay because Pandu passed away because of the Brahmana. So Pandu, he passed away. But previous to that, of course, he had five children, which is Yudhishthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadev. But Yudhishthira is the eldest, even much older than Duryodhana. So technically, Yudhishthira is supposed to be the king, the emperor of the land after. He's supposed to be the emperor, but he was being deprived of this. But just to cut the story short, so after the Pandavas, after they were cheated of their kingdom, so the war was imminent. The war was imminent because when the Kauravas, they were advised that either you give back the kingdom, you return the kingdom back to the Pandavas, otherwise there's going to be war. Even Krishna himself went there to negotiate. Still, even though Krishna is God, still they will not listen to him. Of course, this is Lila, of course. So they will not listen to Krishna. So therefore Krishna said, okay, get ready for battle. So the last advice which Vidura tried to tell Dhritarashtra that you should return the kingdom. You've done so much atrocity to your nephew. Return the kingdom to Yudhishthira. So then Duryodhana come and insulted Vidura. So Vidura took this opportunity to, yes, okay, this is the way of life. So he did not protest. He just simply left the palace and take and went on a place of pilgrimage. So Vidura, he was traveling for so many, many places. And his travel took him like 36 years. For 36 years, he was simply going from one place of pilgrimage to another. He would not even spend more than one night. He would go from one village, he would go to another village. He was going and all that. So some of those places where Vidura was going, this was described in the previous verses. But of course, in this verse, it's mentioned that he was in place of Saurashtra, worthy province, Saurashtra. This place, because it's worthy province, is considered because Krishna was there in Saurashtra. Dwarka is part of Saurashtra, is in the Saurashtra region, Gujarat. So you have Gujarat, then you have Saurashtra is part of it. And of course, nowadays, the Saurashtra, they tend to make it a separate state from Gujarat. So those who are into politics, you can some of that. They tend to make it a separate state. But Saurashtra is supposed to be a very worthy area. If you have been to Dwarka, very, very nice place. And of course, the reality is that, Vidura was traveling to all these places, and they said that he went to Kuru Jangala. This is Kurukshetra. So, during his traveling, so the period of Kurukshetra war already passed. The period of Kurukshetra war already passed. And then also, during this period also, Lord Krishna, he had withdrawn his family members, the Yadu dynasty. He had withdrew them from the earth. You know, there was the curse by the Brahmanas, by the sages. One time when the Kuru members, they dressed up Samba. Samba was one of Krishna's son. So they dress him up and they make him appear like they put some iron in his belly and dress him up like a pregnant woman. So they went to the sages. They want to make a mockery of the sage. So they went to the sages and asked the sages that, hey, dear sages, this woman, she's pregnant. Can you tell us what kind of child she's going to bear? So they're just making a fun of the sages. That what kind of child, this woman is going to bear? So the rishis, they became very angry at them. Oh, so, oh, okay. She's going to bear a child who's going to be the destroyer of your dynasty. So the rishis, they basically cursed them. And these rishis, this include all the prominent rishis. Even Nadamuni was there. You know, Gautama, all the prominent rishis, they were all there. And then, so after being cursed by the rishis that there's going to be the destruction of the Yadu dynasty. So they went to the palace, to King Ugrasena, that this is what have happened. They made this mistake. They went to the sages, and the sages caused them that there's going to be what is in the belly of Samba is going to be the cause of destruction of the Yadu dynasty. And then, so Ugrasena Maharaj, he had that because there was a club, it's an iron club. So he had the iron club to be grant to powder, to powder. He had so that he wanted to neutralize this curse. So he had the iron powder, club, to be grant to powder. And then after it been granted, so this was thrown into the ocean. But the powder, they became strong sugarcane, strong. And then there was one piece that was left. And this piece was was an island that's thrown in the ocean, and this piece was thrown into the ocean, this piece. And it was this piece that was thrown in the ocean, and a fish swallowed it, and one fisherman, or one hunter, he caught the fish. When he killed the fish, he found this piece of iron within the belly of the fish, and then, so he made this into a nice arrow. Yeah. So this is how the Yadu dynasty, the one time they all went to Prabhakshetra. So they went to Prabhakshetra, which is a place of pilgrimage in Saurashtra. So they went to a place of Saurashtra, and then from there they got drunk. So they got drunk, and then they used this sugar cane which had grown from the powder, start beating themselves, and then they kill each other. So they all kill each other. And that was actually lots of them. We're talking of millions and millions of Yadu members. Now, previous to this, after the end of the Battle of Kurukshetra, when all the Kuru members, everybody has died, so Gandhari, she became very angry at Krishna. She became very angry at Krishna. And she said, Krishna, you could have prevented this war. You could have prevented this. You know, why did you let it happen? Because Gandhari, she knows that Krishna is the cause of all causes. So she started telling Krishna that you could have prevented this war. So therefore, I'm going to curse you. Just as my family member, my dynasty was destroyed, similarly, your dynasty will also destroy. Your dynasty will also be destroyed. Now, who can curse God? Who can give me a curse? That's impossible. But the Lord, sometimes he wants to utilize his devotee to execute certain, to perform particular lila. Because Gandhari, she was a devotee. You know, she was a devotee. But she cursed the Lord. She cursed Krishna that your dynasty is going to be destroyed, just as my dynasty was destroyed. So Krishna said, he said, I accepted it. There was another lila when Narada Muni cursed Lord Vishnu. He gave me a curse. So we may say that, how can we say a devotee is given a curse like this? Why the devotee is be giving, cursing his own Lord, giving a curse to his own Lord? But this is the Lord, because the Lord, he had particular lila to execute. So therefore, he uses his devotees to behave in a certain way. So when after the disappearance of the Yadu dynasty, including Lord Krishna himself, he also left the planet. And so the Vidura continue his journey. So as he was traveling around, so he knew that yes, he knew what has happened, including the disappearance of the Yadu dynasty. So he knew all these things. So therefore, and then as he was traveling, then he reached Vrindavan. He reached Vrindavan. And this is where he met Uddhava. Actually, Uddhava is there in Vrindavan because after the disappearance of Lord Krishna, before Lord Krishna left, Krishna actually instructed Uddhava. There's a book called Uddhava Gita. I don't know if any of you have seen it. We published that book, which is basically 11 canto of the Bhagavatam. So, Uddhava is considered one of Lord Krishna's very, very dear devotee. Uddhava is the servant of Lord Krishna. Now, that's a difference from being a devotee and being a servant. So, being a servant of Krishna is a much more elevated stage than just being a bhakta. Because a bhakta means somebody who is performing regulatory principles, following regulations and all that. But a devotee, when we start having a relationship with Krishna, This is much more than being a devotee. There are many, many aspects of devotional service to Krishna, whereby you have different type of rasa. So, you know, you have dasya ras, you have sakya ras, there is the vatsaya ras, and then there's madhurya ras. So different categories of great devotees of Krishna are there. So Uddhava is considered to be, actually he's said to be non-different from Krishna himself. You know, in the 10th canto Bhagavatam, we hear the characteristics of Uddhava. Because when Uddhava was sent to Vrindavan by Lord Krishna, because Krishna had left Vrindavan, he had left Vrindavan, and when he was leaving, he told the Brijabasi that I'll be back. So he made this promise to Brijabasi. But after the killing of cancer, Krishna did not go back to Vrindavan. He didn't go back. And Krishna knew that the Brijabasi, they were feeling so much separation from him. So therefore, he wanted to send a message to Vrindavan to tell the devotees, the Brijabasi, that do not be so much disturbed that I'm not here. Don't be disturbed. I mean, that my promise is that I'm going to come back. So Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan. And why did Krishna send Uddhava to Vrindavan? Because Uddhava is Krishna's dearest. Krishna told Uddhava that no one is as dear to me as you, Uddhava. Even my own self, even my wife, my everything, even my brother, they are not as dear to me as you. So therefore, you are the most competent person who can deliver my message to the Brijabasi. So Uddhava was sent to Vrindavan. And when Uddhava was coming to Vrindavan, when they saw Uddhava, because Uddhava, he has a form, and his form is exactly just like Lord Krishna. His form is same blackish form, same form. Exactly. So when Uddhava was coming, the Bajabis thought that, Krishna is not coming. Krishna is not coming to fulfill his promise of coming back to Vrindavan. So they thought, this is Krishna's. But as he came near, they realized that, this is a different person. Then, of course, Uddhava, he associated with Brijabasi and all that. So there are many, many points which can be analyzed in this particular verse. And especially mentioning here how Krishna was in Mathura, how he was reared by his foster father, Nanda Maharaj. So this is something that we don't accept, because Nanda Maharaj is not Krishna's foster father. The Goswamis did not talk this way. But to the ordinary people who are not familiar with the Ras, with the Bhagavat Ras, they said that, Krishna is the son of Vasudev, and he was taken to Vrindavan, and Nanda Maharaj, you know, raised him. But now, anyway, it can be another point of discussion how Krishna of Vrindavan is different from Krishna of Mathura. Differently. So as we read, actually in the 10th canto Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada did emphasize this. Yeah, there's some purport is there that yes, Krishna of Vrindavan is always in Vrindavan, and Krishna of Mathura is a different Krishna. So, and then the point. So when Vidura, when he reached Vrindavan, so he was so happy to meet Uddhava. He was so happy. So he embraced him. He embraced Vidura. And because Vidura has been traveling many places, and he finally arrived Vrindavan after 36 years. Lord Krishna also, after the battle of Kurukshetra, he stayed for another 36 years after that. Krishna stayed for another 36 years, and then he departed. He left the universe. He left the planet. So we can see the period of there. And the now Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing the devotees, even though sometimes there may be a cause for separation, they may be feeling separation from the Lord, but the reality, devotees are never separated from the Lord. They are never separated. Even though sometimes we may see, just like the Goswami, they say they always cry in the forest of Vrindavan, "Hey Radhe, hey Brajadevi Krishna Lalite, Nandasuna Kuta," that, "Oh Radhe, where are you? Oh Krishna, where are you? Brajadevi, where are you? Oh Nanda Sutta, son of Nanda, where are you?" This is the crying of the devotees. But this crying of the devotees is to nourish to nourish their devotional mood. Because devotees, you know, just like there's a river is there, and a river has got two banks on this side. So one bank is there, another bank is there. So the devotional platform of great devotee is that there's a one bank which is called separation, and then there's another bank, it's called the meeting. So the separation and the meeting is, but it goes on simultaneously. You know, that's how the devotees, which means in reality, they never really feel separation from Krishna. And this is what Prabhupada cited this verse of the Brahma Samhita. Devotees never feel separation from Krishna, but I'm talking of great devotees. Because we are just sadhaka, we're just trying to be devotees. But the great devotees, they're always in touch with Krishna. Just like sometimes when Radharani sometime, even though she's with Krishna, but sometimes, you know, there'd be a message, sometimes a bee called Madhu will come and land on her feet. When the bee land on her feet, then the Madhumanga will say, "Oh, Radharani, there's a Madhu on your feet." And then she become afraid. And then the bee will be chased away. So when the bee is chased away, and then Radharani is told that, "Oh, Madhu has gone. And then when she heard this, she started feeling separation from Krishna. That, "Oh, Krishna," because Krishna is Madhusudana, said, "Oh, Madhusudana has gone. She will be feeling separation from Krishna. That, "Oh, where is Krishna?" Even though she's sitting around on Krishna's lap. But she was lamenting, "Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" So, anyway, this is the point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, of why he has made his appearance, why he had come to relish Radhabhav, the move of Srimati Radharani. So, I think the time is gone, because we have till 8:30. Is that 8:30? Okay. Oh, is it 8:45 or 8:30? Huh? 8:30. Okay, anyway, thank you very much. So, I know there's a lot we can discuss on this, because this is very the purport that Prabhupada had put. And every line can be analyzed. Every line of this purport can be analyzed. But we have to have time for it. So, if there's any question or comment, you can please, before we finish the class. Yeah.
I had a couple of questions. Thank you, very nice class. First one, why is it like we see in many places, like you said, Prabhupada is saying that Krishna's parents are in Mathura, original parents, and foster parents are in Vrindavan, and like you pointed out in that purport, that it's actually the other way around. Mm-hmm. Why is that expressed like that? What is the purpose behind that?
Yeah, because actually we addressed this point some time ago. I think I was giving one class to the African devotees, and it became like a sort of debate. And also presently in Vrindavan also, we were just in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, discussing some of this point. And also in the on Jamastami, actually the Nimbadu Prabhu also gave a very wonderful class, emphasizing this point that Krishna of Vrindavan is not the same as Krishna of Mathura. So now, to address your question, why did Prabhupada some time, you know, said this? Because, you know, Prabhupada was preaching according to time, place, and circumstance, and also according to different even audience. So Prabhupada will speak based on the audience. Like in the Bhagavatam, you will find many, many statements of Prabhupada, which sometimes appear to be contradictory. You know, for example, in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada did mention that, yes, Krishna of Vrindavan is not the same as Krishna of Mathura. And when Rupa Goswami, when he was going to Jagannath Puri to meet Mahaprabhu, so he had a dream, and in that dream, Satyabhama appeared to him. She said that you should write a separate book about me, because Rupa Goswami was writing a book which contains both Braj and Dwarka Lila of Krishna. He was writing a book, but before reach Puri, Satyabhama appeared to Rupa Goswami that you should write a separate book about me. Don't put them together. Because Satyabhama is one of the Krishna's chief queen in Dwarka. So, and then when Rupa Goswami arrived in Vrindavan, in Puri, so he met Mahaprabhu, and then Mahaprabhu, because that time he was staying with Haridas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu, the first instruction he gave to Rupa Goswami is that in your writing, do not take Krishna out of Vrindavan, in your writing. Because Krishna, he never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavan parityaga parikamaga chate. Krishna never take a step outside Vrindavan. Krishna, and then Mahaprabhu quoted a verse from the Purana that the Yadukuma, Krishna Yadukuma, is different from Nanda Nandana Krishna. This is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Prabhupada. Okay. So he said Yadukuma is not the same, it's different from Nanda Nandana Krishna. Two separate personalities. And the actually as mentioned in the by Rupa Goswami in his book Uddhava Sandesh. So he talked about this, he wrote about this, that yes, when Krishna was living in Vrindavan, the actual Krishna, he never really lived Vrindavan, so he's in Vrindavan. Because when Vasudev, when he brought baby Krishna from Mathura, at that time it was midnight, and Mother Yashoda, she had given birth to twins, one boy and one girl. That twin is, the twin is Krishna and Maya, Yoga Maya. But it was midnight. It was midnight, everybody was sleeping, she was very tired. She didn't know what was that happened. She was so exhausted like anything that the twins have come out of her body. So when Vasudev came with baby Krishna, when they put him down, that Vasudev Krishna merged with Yashoda Nandana Krishna. He merged into that. And then Vasudev took the girl. So in that way, this has been explained by the acharyas also. But it requires us to have like a keen insight to be able to understand this. And we have to accept the words of the acharyas, what they have written. So Srila Prabhupada might have not discussed, but also in his writing also, he always gives indication. He gives indication about this. Because people can only take so much, especially when you're when I joined 46 years ago, what do we know? We don't know anything. We don't know anything. But so Prabhupada has to give us, Prabhupada give us what can be fed, what we can digest. Because devotional scripture is so vast. Goswami's Granta is so vast. How much can we digest? But as we become more and more, advanced, then some of this revelation will be coming to us as we become more and more advanced. Second question?
Thank you for the first question. It says in the purport, it's not that such devotees meet Krishna face to face in that tract of land, but a devotee eagerly searching after Krishna is as good as his seeing him personally.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it says here how this is so cannot be explained, but it is factually realized by those who are pure devotees of the Lord. Can you elaborate that a little bit?
Yeah, Srila Jiva Goswami, he made this point in the Krama Sandarbha. The Krama Sandarbha is the commentary on the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So in that, Srila Jiva Goswami mentioned there are four types of devotees who have Krishna prema. He mentioned three types. One is one type of devotees. He said the prema with one is a prema with concentration. The prema, this is described this in the Krama Sandarbha, whereby those devotees, their prema is such a level, it's said with concentration. And then there's another devotee with determination, and then there's another devotee with non-difference. So, which may describe the love of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya and the gopis. These are the one stage of prema. And then you have the bhakti, the prema of the sakyas, the friends of Krishna. And then you have the prema of the cows and all that. So now those that feel separation from Krishna, who was lamenting, is Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya, and the gopis. So to them, they're always searching for Krishna. They're always calling out on him. They're always calling. So they are the one, they always have longing, hankering, great hankering for Krishna. But the friend of Krishna, to them, even though they are playing, they don't see Krishna, but they feel that Krishna is nearby. They feel that Krishna is nearby. Like when they are in the forest, they feel that because sometimes the gopas, they always play, hide and seek sometimes. So they feel that Krishna is, he's just nearby. So to them, there is no feeling of separation because they always feel that the Krishna is there, Krishna is nearby. So they don't feel separation. Whereas the other third category, they're like the animals, To them, they feel they don't make much of a feeling. But the one who feels separation are the gopis and the Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya. So they are the one. So when Krishna sent his message to Vrindavan, that go and give consolation to my devotees, that is actually specifically meant for Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya, and the gopis. This is explained this way by the Jiva Goswami in the Krama Sandarbha. You wanted to ask a question here?
Hare Krishna Guru, thank you for your really nice class. And my question was, what is the explanation for Krishna's disappearance? Because if we speak to people of other faith, they may say, oh, Krishna is just a human being, he just died. So what is the explanation for
that? Yeah, it's nonsense. They said, oh, Krishna died. God died. So therefore, why should we worship God? No. There was a story one time. There was a king in his palace. So this king, there was a magician who went to the palace of the king. The magician went there along with his wife and two children, two boys. So the magician went to the king's palace and he was performing so many magical tricks, Being a magician, they make so many tricks all the time. So after the performance, the king was so happy. He was so happy, so impressed by the magical performance of the magician. So he took a very nice ornament, nice piece of gold, and he gave it to this magician. So the magician took the gold, and he gave it to one of his son. And he gave it to one of his son, so the other son became angry, and then they started fighting with his brother. That why is it that you is the one that the gold is being given to. So both of them started arguing, so both of them started fighting, and then the both of them, they took a knife, and then they stabbed each other and died. This was right in front of the king. The king was surprised. So their mother, the wife of the magician, started lamenting and said, oh, my children have died. What is this? What kind of life is this? My children have died. How can I live? How can I live without my children? So she took one of the knife and she stabbed herself also. So the magician said, well, what is this? All my family members just killed themselves. Why should I continue living also? So he also took the knife and stabbed himself. So you can just imagine this happening before the king, that these people come to my palace, perform some magician. Now they just kill themselves. They just kill themselves. What is this? So the king then told his minister to get rid of the bodies. So they got rid of the body. So the next day, the magician came back to the king. The next day came with his family, with his wife and children. He came to the king, and the king was surprised. He said, I thought you people killed yourself yesterday. I thought you killed yourself yesterday. So the magician replied, this is the final act. So now I've come to collect the payment, because this is the final act. So if ordinary magician in the world can perform such magic, about Krishna, God, the supreme, who is the Yogeshwara, the supreme magician? So how much more, you know, the supreme, he's the magician of all the magicians, you know. So this so-called, you know, the shooting of the arrows on the leg of Krishna, it's just, you know, it's just to bewilder the atheist. Just to bewilder. Because after some time, when Arjuna, when he was taking Krishna's wife out of Dwarka, he was taking them to Hastinapur to give them shelter. And that time, when he was going, the bunch of farmers, they came to attack Arjuna. These are farmers, you know, like. And these people, you know, this is Arjuna by his Gandhava book, and by just one arrow, he has defeated millions and millions of Kshatriyas. But the single farmers came to kidnap, to take Krishna's, and then they took Krishna's wife, and then Arjuna was unable to do anything. So Arjuna was surprised, they became powerless. But actually, who is the farmer? It's actually Krishna himself who had come to take his own wife. So therefore, these some of things have been difficult for us to understand. That's why to understand Krishna, we have to be devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, we simply be speculators. We can only speculate. But we have to, in order to understand Krishna, we have to be his devotee. So therefore, Krishna says, Jama Kama Chame Divyan, he said that, one has to know that my appearance, my activities, they are chame divyan, they are transcendental. They are not material, they are transcendental. Krishna's activities are nothing to do with material world. It's not the activities of this material world. So which means we cannot understand Krishna Lila by our materialistic intelligence. We cannot. It's only by our spiritual intelligence that we can understand Krishna, God. We cannot understand him by using our intellect. We cannot understand him. Only when you become devotees. You know, Bhaktya Ananya Sakya was that Aham Eva Vidu Arjuna Gyantu Dhyasu Chitatwena Pravishnu Cha Parantaba. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that only by unalloyed devotional service can I be understood. Not by gyan, not by karma, only by unalloyed devotional service. So which means we have to become devotee of Krishna. And how do we become devotee of Krishna? We have to follow the pure devotee of Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada. We have to follow their ways, we have to follow their footsteps, follow their instructions, then we can become devotees. So, is that okay? Okay, this is Mataji here.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your class. You made a nice description about the two sides of the river, and one is union.
One is separation, one is union. Yeah.
One is union with Krishna, the other one is separation from Krishna. And even though you said they both go simultaneously, but for the pure devotee, they are on the side of the union bank, and the sadhakas are on the side of the separation bank. I was listening just yesterday to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada about, on Radhastami, and he was saying that this feeling of separation is the feeling of Radharani.
Yeah.
And that's what Lord Chaitanya came to teach us.
Yeah.
You know, to understand this feeling of separation and follow that. And also he gave the example of six Goswamis. He said they always were in that mood, searching for Krishna. And he said that they were going around Vrindavan. They never said, we saw Krishna. They always said, oh, where are you? Where are you? Are you in Govardhan Hill? Are you in Bank of Yamuna? And Prabhupada says, this is how we have to follow. So how do we understand this, that Prabhupada says they are always in the mood of separation?
Yeah, that's why, as we hear from the Prabhupada also, that even though devotees, they may be feeling separation, they're always feeling separation from Krishna, but they're always with Krishna. Krishna is always with them. That's why this analogy of the two banks, the embankments, we call it the embankment of separation. One bank is the union, another bank is the separation. Simultaneously, they are there. Just like if the Radharani feeling separation from Krishna, even though she was sitting on Krishna's lap. So this feeling, this mode of separation by great devotees is just to enhance their prem, their love for Krishna. They are always with Krishna, but they feel separation. You know, the gopis, they criticize Lord Brahma because they feel that when they look at Krishna and then their eyes blink, and the blinking of the eyes, they say, oh, this is not good. This Brahma is not a competent creator. He's so incompetent because he created this eye and then we have to blink the eyes. We cannot see Krishna continuously. But the blinking of the eyes, you know, a fraction of a moment. But the gopis, they feel that this is too much. Why is Brahma, why is such an incompetent creator allowing this to happen? What kind of creation has he done? So, yes, feeling of separation is the highest mode of the spiritual relishment. But at the same time, devotees know Krishna is always there. Because just as Krishna, just as his devotees, they can never be away from Krishna. Similarly, also Krishna can never be away from his devotees. You know, devotees, they are hankering for him, but he's also hankering for his devotees. Krishna is also feeling separation from his devotees. He's also feeling separation. You know, that is there's one spot in Vrindavan. This is called well, we have Seva Kunj, where Krishna was, worshipping the lotus feet of Radharani. And then there's another spot called Imnitala. This is the place whereby when Radharani, when she became angry with Krishna, she went away and Krishna became to search for Radharani. So, anyway, there's much, I cannot get too much into this. The separation is there, but the union is always there. And that's why Srila Jiva Goswami, he actually analyzed both sides. He analyzed this, you know, because there are some devotees who are in favor of this Parakya Bhav, or some other devotees are in favor of the Swakya Bhav. Well, in terms of this, Swakya simply means the union with Krishna. But Srila Jiva Goswami, he dealt with this in his book, you know, in his writing. So if when we get into this, so Srila Prabhupada just he said his property that yes, devotees may be feeling separation, but they are never separated from Krishna. Yes, the highest mode of the devotional service, of course, when we feel that, oh, Krishna, because devotee will never say that, oh, I have attained Krishna. If you say that, I have attained Krishna, because Krishna is the greatest trickster. You think you have attained him, then he immediately leave you. So devotee never say that they've attained Krishna. You know, when Radharani, Krishna was walking with Radharani in the forest, and then she told Krishna that she was so happy now. Krishna is with me. Now she told Krishna that carry me. So Krishna said, okay, get on my back. And as she tried immediately, Krishna disappeared. And then she was started like, you know, lamenting this way.
Thank you very much. Can I just read the last part of that lecture, Srila Prabhupada says?
Yeah.
He says, feel the separation of Krishna and Radharani. Use your tongue in the service of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And one day when you are mature, then you will see Krishna eye to eye.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One day, that's a very good one. One day when you are mature, then you will see Krishna. One day when you are mature. So we have to aspire for that. We have to aspire for that maturity.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki. Granta Rasmi Bhagavatam ki. Gopi Manande. Hare Krishna.